Lawmakers approved a change to the taxing structure of moist smokeless tobacco, better known as chew or snuff. Right now, taxes are based on price. Under the budget sent to Governor Walker, taxes on these smokeless products would be based on weight. Gail Sumi is with the American Cancer Society in Wisconsin, one of five health groups opposing the change.
It would be taxed in a way that would make the premium products cheaper and really close the differential in the cost between the premium products and the cheap products. And the premium products are the products that are marketed most heavily. Big Tobacco spends $247 million in our state annually on marketing. And so those are the products that the kids want, the Skoal, the Copenhagen.
Altria is the parent company of Philip Morris, which makes those products. A spokesman says changing the taxing structure on chewing tobacco makes it comparable to other products taxed on volume, such as cigarettes, alcohol, and gasoline. Two dozen states use a weight-based system for chewing tobacco. Wisconsin switched from that method under former Governor Doyle as a way to bring in more tobacco revenue for the state. Health groups say smokeless tobacco contains 2 to 3 times the nicotine of a cigarette. They also point to the risk of users developing gum and cheek cancer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.